from the newsroom at news.com.au.
Hi there, I'm Andrew Bucklow and this is the latest from the newsroom. It's Tuesday the 3rd of May. Well, it's the news that homeowners were dreading. The Reserve Bank of Australia has decided to raise interest rates for the first time in 11 years. They've gone up 25 basis points to 0.35%. To the US now, and it looks like the Supreme Court is set to rule that women will no longer have the right to get an abortion. A draft of the ruling has been leaked to the press, and it indicates the landmark Roe v. Wade case from 1973 is going to be overruled. Now, if the leaked document is accurate, it means that each state in the US would be allowed to make their own laws about abortion rights. To finance news, one of the richest men in the world has made a pretty brutal call about Bitcoin. Warren Buffett has savaged the cryptocurrency, saying it's basically worthless.
Now, if you told me you owned all of the Bitcoin in the world and you offered it to me for $25, I wouldn't take it because what would I do with it? I have to sell it back to you one way or another. I mean, maybe I have the same people, but it isn't going to do anything.
And on to sport now. Rumours are swirling that Naomi Osaka might team up with a well-known Aussie to play mixed doubles at Wimbledon. The four-time Grand Slam champion has confirmed that she'll be playing mixed doubles at the All England Club, but wouldn't reveal who her partner will be. Many tennis reporters are convinced it's going to be none other than Nick Kyrgios. We'll be back in a moment.
Hey, I'm Felicity Harley and I host Healthy-ish, where we chat to experts, influencers and people in the know from around the globe to arm you with the knowledge to make healthier decisions for your mind, body and soul.
I think if we're going to be focusing on health, like sleep is probably the biggest component of that.
I think sleep is the cornerstone.
Like choose the harder option because I've never woken up and gone, I regret that run that I went at 4 a.m. I've never done that.
Search for Healthy-ish and Extra Healthy-ish wherever you get your podcasts.
To entertainment news, Kim Kardashian wore one of Marilyn Monroe's old dresses to the Met Gala today. The dress was the same one that Marilyn Monroe wore when she sang Happy Birthday, Mr. President to JFK back in 1962. Now, Kim did make a rather shocking comment on the red carpet, admitting that she had to lose a lot of weight in a very short period of time to fit into it.
I tried it on and it didn't fit me. And so I looked at them and I said, give me like 3 weeks. And I had to lose 16 pounds down today to be able to fit this. But it was such a challenge. It was like a roll.
If you're wondering, 16 pounds is about 7 kilos, so definitely do not try that at home. And finally, in TV news, Natalie Barr was forced to explain what had happened to Koshy this morning after he disappeared from the Sunrise set after just 25 minutes on the show.
Well, you may notice something slightly different.
Something's changed.
Yes.
And then there were three.
Now, Koshy came in, he bravely fought on.
Yeah.
For what, 5 minutes? No.
For about everything he had.
25 minutes, but unfortunately he had laryngitis yesterday and apparently he's still got it. He couldn't really speak.
Mark Beretta stepped in and hosted the rest of the show alongside Natalie Barr. Well, that's the latest from the newsroom. We'll be back with another update soon.
Your update from news.com.au.
Are you ready to get an inside look at crime from someone who has investigated some of Australia's worst crimes?
It was like Aladdin's cave. The luminol found bloodied footprints and bloodied handprints on a wall. So it's just like a horror movie.
Former homicide detective Gary Jubelin sits down with cops, crims, addicts, victims, small-time cheats and big-town lawyers as they tell their incredible stories.
My house got raided. Next thing you know, I got bail refused. Next thing you know, I'm on a truck to Parklea Prison.
Listen to I Catch Killers early and ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.